time to take a look at what's trending on social media. Internet petitions. Okay, well, they're not exactly news, but one on change.org did grab our attention because it solicited more than 30,000 signatures in just the past 2 days. The target of the petition? CNN's controversial host Don Lemon, who angered some viewers on Tuesday for statements he made about that incident in South Carolina with the school resource officer. Lemon said that he would like to see what happened before and after the arrest. Petitioners on change.org disagreed, calling for CNN to remove Lemon from his position. And this is how Lemon defended his comments, speaking to CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
I wanted to learn more about what happened. More information. That is our job here. That's our duty here as journalists, to learn more information about what happened.
Well, joining us now to discuss Don Lemon, Change.org, and internet petitions in general is Danielle Belton, associate editor of The Root. Danielle, welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about the specific concerns the petitioners have about Don Lemon.
I think it has a lot to do with his contrarian nature, and sometimes he just says really inane or bizarre things. I mean, this is someone who has compared corporal punishment of children to training dogs, who helped assign with the N-word and asked if it was offensive to people. You know, his idea of solution to problems in Black America was telling Black Americans to pull up their pants. And so they were kind of citing some of these things that Lemon has said in the past and pointing out how ridiculous a lot of it is.
Hmm. Well, I see that the petitioners are basically saying that Don Lemon isn't talking in what they think are honest terms about the state of African Americans in the country today. I mean, they say that he's avoiding the obvious. There are 30,000 names, signatures on this petition in just 48 hours. I mean, is it popping up elsewhere on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, his move against Don Lemon?
Yes. I mean, Don Lemon, whatever he does, is popular on social media for good or for bad. I mean, he's a bit of a journalistic menace. A lot of the things he says are contrarian, or he's just playing devil's advocate. But other times he appears to be just utterly clueless about facts and situations and just kind of says whatever flies off the top of his head. But I mean, clearly this is working for CNN. I mean, I imagine they're happy with him because he gets attention, good, bad, whatever. He gets it, and attention in his ratings.
Yeah. So this brings up the question of the efficacy of these online petitions, because there was a really interesting article we saw in The Root also by your colleague Aisha Callahan, who basically said that maybe a better petition would be one that asks CNN to be more careful in its choice of anchors. I mean, do you think that would be more effective?
I don't know if it would necessarily be more effective because, again, Lemon is giving them what they want. I mean, they want this inanity. They want him to say things like that the Malaysian Airlines flight, when it went missing, you know, perhaps it flew into a black hole, or that its disappearance was perhaps supernatural, because it gets the attention that they crave. I mean, instead of the things kind of being it bleeds, it leads. It's like if the ruse kind of succeeds, it leads. And Don Lemon is quite good at playing this game with us, and he's doing it with CNN's blessing.
Right. Well, so could CNN, or how might CNN respond, if at all, to the Change.org petition?
I would be surprised if CNN respond at all. I mean, I imagine they'll probably pretty much ignore it. But, you know, there's been calls for Don Lemon to step down or to be replaced. Pretty much have come up quite often, throughout the past few years. So I don't know if this will necessarily make all that much of a difference, but I think it's important for viewers to let their opinions be known.
Okay, so you got to write what I was going to ask you. What's the point then of an online petition like this if, you know, it's pretty much guaranteed that the target of the petition isn't going to do anything and will probably ignore it to begin with? I mean, does it matter that people just get to click and feel a little bit good about saying, hey, I have registered my objection to this journalist?
I think it definitely matters. I mean, it's important for people to let their voices be heard. And I think CNN, you know, needs to know that people are kind of upset with things that Lemon has said in the past and kind of wanting them to maybe just rein things in a little and just be more responsible. But online petitions are online petitions. You can make an online petition about just about anything. I mean, there was a year back, someone made a petition about Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy's hair. You know, so people are constantly creating these petitions online, trying to galvanize one response or another. And so that kind of dilutes some of the power of it. But I still feel like it's a necessary.
Mm. Well, Danielle, while we've got you, is there anything else on social media that caught your attention this week?
One story that popped up for me where the audio was released in the 911 tape of NBA player John Henson, who was trying to buy a Rolex at a jewelry store in Wisconsin. And And on the 911 tape, it showed that the store owner essentially pretended the store was closed because she was convinced that Henson and his friends were dangerous. And she kind of like hid in the back. And so there was a lot of talk on social media just about racial profiling and just the utter ridiculousness of this 911 tape, where even when the police officers have assessed the situation, ask her to come to the front of the door to unlock the door and talk to them, she won't come to the front. She asks, why do I have to?
Wow. Well, Danielle Belton is associate editor at The Root. Great to talk to you, Danielle. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Meghna, we know there's always serious stuff flying around on social media.
Indeed.
Worth paying attention to, as we just heard. But thank goodness there's also bad lip reading. This is the group that just released their send-up of what the Democratic Party candidate said in their first debate earlier this month. Let's listen.
This woman makes dynamite beans.
I do. Pinto. Pinto.
Yeah, the pinto.
So that was Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, as seen by bad lip reading. We will link you at hereandnow.org. It is a must listen. It is a must listen. It will make your weekend.